We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLoule, and we have a new local segment within the Sunrise Morning Show. This morning, I'll be talking with Dave Melcar, the Shroud Exhibit Committee Chairman, and he will be talking about the Shroud of Turin, A Story of Hope. This museum-quality exhibit tells the complete story of the resurrection and ascension of Christ, and I'm thrilled to have him here this morning. So, Dave, welcome to The Quest.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate the time.
You know, I've been to St. Brendan's many times. I noticed the wonderful Shroud of Turin, A Story of Hope exhibit, and I am not sure how many people are aware of that. It's like a little pilgrimage location here locally. And one thing I did read about, it's about hope. The exhibit provides a new understanding of how the resurrection of Jesus Christ can provide all true believers with the promise of life after death and hope for eternal happiness. So, hello, it doesn't get better than that.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting because that is the theme of our parish, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
One of the things that we like to point out on our tours is the road to Emmaus, which, you know, that story, the disciples are despondent, and Jesus comes and talks, and they go from despondent despair to joy,
yes.
Overwhelming joy. And that's what we want to do with our exhibit and as part of our parish mission. So the Shroud actually tells the story of the resurrection, and we provide evidence of that and ask that you form your own conclusion.
So, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself.
We went to the Holy Land with Father Matthew. My wife and I married later, so we've been 28 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We've just tried to stay involved with the church as much as possible, and when the exhibit came into a possibility, we jumped right on that. So it's been a very exciting journey.
So can you give us a few highlights about the exhibit?
Yeah, sure. We went on a pilgrimage in 2019 with our pastor, Father Matthew, to the Holy Land, and we saw an exhibit in Jerusalem that was a coordinated effort by a group called Othonia. And we just fell in love with everything they had, and we came back to St. Brendan and formed a committee to see if we could put our own exhibit together, which we did. We got the certified replica cloth
wow.
from the Archbishop of Turin, and there's not many of them around. There's several exhibits around the U.S. and the world, many of them, in fact, but not all of them have a certified cloth. Some of them have backlits, and, you know, you can buy things on the Internet which are not really certified. So we have that. We have 19 storyboards which tell the story of the Passion, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We have an amazing life-size sculpture that was created by a world-renowned artist out of Italy. And he actually took the scientific data. He didn't, but two universities in Italy took the scientific data from the cloth, and he replicated that data into his sculpture. So we know that that's an exact replica of what's on the cloth. We also have, you know, the backlit LCDs. We have recently put in a model of the tomb at resurrection with Mary Magdalene reaching out to Jesus. That's also part of the exhibit. And we have a resurrection chapel, which allows us to actually go into and experience a little piece of heaven through some of the icons and stained glass windows that we have in the chapel. So it's a full story of the resurrection. And we ask that the visitors draw their own conclusions. We provide a body of evidence like a detective story.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide evidence of all the above, specifically the resurrection, which we talk a great deal about. But we don't try to, you know, promote any of our own views. We simply ask that they weigh the body of evidence and draw their own conclusions. And it's just amazing to see some people that have come in as skeptics and leave as believers. It's just, that's why we do this.
That is beautiful. We're talking with Dave Melcar, the Shroud Exhibit Committee Chairman at St. Brendan's now this morning. If people want to come and see the exhibit, what do they have to do?
Well, it's pretty simple. The exhibit's open all the time. If the church is open, the exhibit's open. There's no charge. There's three rooms, actually two rooms and a hallway as part of the main exhibit. There is one room that could be booked with meetings, so it's best to call the parish office to make sure that the room's available. And to get the full experience, you want all three of the parts of the main exhibit and the chapel. We have adoration in the chapel often, so it's best to call the parish to make sure that it's open. It is self-guided. Had so far this year in 2023 over 1,500 visitors About a third have been self-guided. About a third have been guided tours. If you want a guided tour, 5-6 more people, call the office. They can schedule. We have 6 trained tour guides. All of them are excellent. They were all on the pilgrimage together. So it's just a wonderful experience if you can get a tour guide to lead you through it. But other than that, it's open all the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then knowing that they were all on that same pilgrimage. So you guys all came together and your passion is sharing this with others, you know, the shroud and the story of hope.
That's exactly right. We try our best.
I can tell you all are doing a great job. Any specific person that came that just really impressed you the most with their faith, how it just came alive after experiencing it? Do you have any one example that you want to share with us?
Well, there was a gentleman that was on a tour of a large group recently, and he came in and basically said, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe all this stuff, but I think this shroud thing is a big fake, but I'm here because my wife wanted to see this thing. So we go through and there was a fairly large group, so we go through the tour and give everybody the overview and allow them to kind of read at their own pace. And I noticed the fellow at the end was standing in front of our sculpture in the shroud room, explaining some things to a group. And I noticed he looked like he was almost in tears.
Wow!
And after he had left, the group leader approached me and said, you know, this guy was a big skeptic. And right before he walked out the door, he looked at me almost in tears again and said, I totally believe that is the cloth, burial cloth of Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
So,
wow.
So those things like that happen all the time. With all of our tour guides have similar stories. People that grow their faith, they lost their faith, they get it back. You know, just the stories are almost endless, and our pastor has them, our tour guides has those stories. So it's just very rewarding to hear all those things.
Oh, that is so beautiful, Dave. Now, where can we get more information about the Shroud of Turin exhibit if we wanted to get a group together or if we wanted to come to check it out there?
Well, the website has quite a bit of information on it. It's stbrendansatl.com/shroud, where you can go to the main website, you know, St. Brendan the Navigator in Cumming, Georgia, and it'll give you a lot of information on the phone number, the directions, and how to schedule, you know, tours and various things. And it gives you a little bit of an overview of what's on the exhibit. So, I encourage people to check the website, and if you have any questions, you know, call the office. Reach out to me. I think my email might even be on the website. We're more than happy to accommodate. I've had a group tour of as little as one, and we've had them as much as 80 people.
Wow.
So we can accommodate pretty much anything that anybody wants.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Dave, for taking time out of your day to talk to us about the Shroud of Turin, the story of hope at St. Brendan's. And we look forward to seeing you there and going on a tour. Have a great day.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you very much.
It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLule. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 721 speaking with Sonia Corbett, the Catholic evangelista, on how to live by Mark 12:30, the first and greatest commandment. And the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.